Dan Crenshaw on pipeline killing Biden administration's call for stable global oil supply, new level of stupid. By Penny Starr on August 12, 2021. Representative Dan Crenshaw, Republican, Texas, is calling out President Joe Biden and his administration for blaming the increase in gas prices on an unstable global oil market after putting in place policies to kill historic gains in domestic energy production, including shuttering the Keystone XL pipeline and pausing oil/gas exploration and production on public lands. Reaching a whole new level of stupid, the Biden administration asks OPEC, foreign oil, to increase production, while making every possible attempt to destroy cleaner American oil and gas, Crenshaw posted on Twitter. Crenshaw included National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's statement issued on Wednesday. Higher gasoline costs, if left unchecked, risk harming the ongoing global recovery. The price of crude oil has been higher than it was at the end of 2019, before the onset of the pandemic. While OPEC Plus recently agreed to production increases, these increases will not fully offset previous production cuts that OPEC Plus imposed during the pandemic until well into 2022. At a critical moment in the global recovery, this is simply not enough. President Biden has made clear that he wants Americans to have access to affordable and reliable energy, including at the pump. Although we are not a party to OPEC, the United States will always speak to international partners regarding issues of significance that affect our national economic and security affairs, in public and private. We are engaging with relevant OPEC Plus members on the importance of competitive markets in setting prices. Competitive energy markets will ensure reliable and stable energy supplies, and OPEC Plus must do more to support the recovery. Under the Donald Trump administration, the United States for the first time achieved energy independence and stopped relying on foreign, often hostile, sources for oil and gas. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.